I'm joined by Mark Bauer after the 1-1 draw at Barrow. Mark, you spoke before this game about wanting to avoid the repetition of those 1-0 defeats in the past. You've done so. Are you happy with a point from here?
I think you've got to be. You only have to look at their home record last year. They've set off with a good win at home against Dover a week last Saturday. And then going behind as well, to come back from behind and get a point at Barrow, I think is a terrific result for us. And on the back of two home wins, got to be pleased with a point.
Their goal, the first goal, seemed to be a bit of controversy from what we were seeing in the stands. There seemed to be a question of handball in the build-up to the movement. What's your take on that?
Well, it was just an absolute blatant handball. I don't think the lad could have reached any higher above his head to handball it. Similar to the Welling penalty incident, you know, the hand was that far above the head, and you just wonder how it can be missed by all the officials. You know, they're mic'd up. It's just when it's so blatant like that, you just think they can come to the right conclusion. And then, you know, he's even had an opportunity from the ball coming back in the box. You know, you see it all the time when an incorrect corner's maybe given, then the soft foul on the keeper's given. Everyone's happy and there's no controversy around it. But no, he didn't take that opportunity. And, you know, we could have defended it better, certainly. I think Drench is a bit unlucky with it popping up and hitting him, bouncing off the chest. I'm disappointed that their lad was first to react to knock it in. But no, I thought we reacted well after that. A bit of quality from Nick with a goal. And I felt we deserved it on the balance play in the first half, certainly.
That equaliser from Nicky Boshaw, as you say, was a very special moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, did a very similar thing against Bradford Park Avenue in pre-season. We know he's got that quality delivery on him. You know, I thought he put in some great balls from set pieces second half. I thought the boys had a really good chance with a header. He's got that quality, and we just got to get him on the ball in the right areas. He's come back for pre-season. His fitness levels have been, you know, much improved on where I've ever seen him before. And he's really, with his performances in pre-season, said I want to start that first game of the season. And you know, he's done that, and at the minute, his performance is warranting him staying in the side, and long may that continue.
Created plenty of chances this evening. We could have snuck the 3 points. Do you feel we're being as clinical in front of goal as we should be?
No, we've had more than enough chances, you know, to win tonight. I think they have had a few chances as well, to be fair. But I think, you know, we've really seen the whites of the goalkeeper's eyes on a couple of occasions. One really good one with Boise and one really good one with Tom. And then Wayne on the follow-up as well. So disappointed we've not taken those. I'm sure they'll come. The bigger concern is when you're not creating the chances. Don't like to say it, but I think, you know, sooner rather than later someone's going to get done 3 or 4. Just hopefully it'll be sooner. Pleased with our play, pleased with the build-up play, and we're certainly creating those chances, and I'm sure the goals will come.
Game's coming thick and fast at this stage of the season. Saturday then, Aldershot Town at home. What are your thoughts ahead of that?
Another difficult one, yeah. And, you know, established Football League / Conference side over the last few years. Going to be another difficult test. We'll patch ourselves up on Thursday again and look to go again. But the lads' fitness levels look good. You know, we're still pushing forward in the 94th minute tonight. And I thought we've looked strong and fit over the three games previous as well. So look forward to that game. And hopefully we can, you know, finish off. We've sort of had a spell of 5 games in those first 2 weeks. Give a little breather in the week after that. So hopefully we can finish those 5 games with a good performance and a good result.
Thanks, Mark.